Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Josh Shooter, and it is Monday, which means our dear, dear friend, Garrett Vogel, joins us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Hello, love.
Hello, darling. How's your rainy Monday?
Oh, you know what it was? It's but, you know, it was a packed weekend. So you do a lot of things during the weekend if it's raining like it is here in New York. And it just kind of like flies by.
Right.
And you don't really think about the rain, you know.
Right.
And plus, we're in the fall season. So not a lot of things are planned outside. You go apple picking, pumpkin picking, and pretty much you stay inside for the rest of the
season. Oh, that sounds so romantic. I want to do both with you. I sort of like this. You have to remember, I'm from Edinburgh, Scotland. So in Scotland, this would be considered a glorious day. Like, it's always...
Wait, you're from Scotland?
Well, I went to school there. I'm from England. I was born
okay.
in England, but I went to university, very fancy.
You almost blew my mind. I'm like,
I'm
I've
not
known
Scottish.
You for this
I'm...
long, and then you're Scottish?
I went to school. I went to university. I failed Oxford and Cambridge. They're the two fancy universities. And the third choice is Edinburgh. So I shipped up to Scotland to be like Harry Potter. And I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. So today... It's a glorious day, and we're with you, Naughties, which makes it
yes.
even better. Let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends?
It is
tea time. Thank you very much. Big story at the top of the show. Jessica Chastain, the Oscar winner, is supporting Sophie Turner, and she retweeted something really cutting about Joe Jonas being manipulative. Ooh. So this is getting really nasty between Joe and Sophie. She's actually... filed a lawsuit against him to get her children back. Her children are with her right now. She wants to bring them back to the UK, which is where she lives. He wants them to stay in America. She's arguing that he won't give her the passports. He has the kids' passports, so they can't leave the country. Now, Jessica Chastain saw this tweet that was going around getting a lot of attention, and she reposted it. It said the following, and it's pretty interesting. It said, quote, "The way Joe Jonas miscalculated his popularity with his transparent attempts at PR manipulation, particularly when the North remembers, is fascinating." They also go on to say, "Whoever is trying to keep their kids' passports from their mother, what sort of person are they?" Well, now this has been retweeted. Garrett, what do you think about this? Is Hollywood going to start picking sides?
Well, I think they already are, and just as I've learned throughout my year, and I think you, years, and as you as well, Rob Shooter, where it's yes, we tend to pick sides based off of the internet facts. You know what I mean? So, like, we don't know the true story. Everybody's close friends and sources to both. I didn't realize how many people are close friends with Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas. Mm-hmm. You know, like everybody apparently are so close friends that everybody is talking to everybody, and we're left to be like, wow, this is bad.
It's bad. You know, it's bad.
Well, that's the thing. Like the other story, did you read over the weekend, was that this all stemmed from an argument during Joe's birthday 2 weeks ago, pretty much. And I don't know what to believe anymore. I'm in the world of, like, what is true, what is not.
Well, you're in the right place, my friend. My sources are telling me this was bubbling up for a long time. We forget that even though they are superstars, they're regular people. We know this from ourselves, from our friends.
Marriages
don't end. Yes, marriages don't end overnight. They take a long time to fall apart. And they just had been living separate lives. She wants to go back to Britain. He wants to stay in America. They just are quite different people. And what was working for them once is not working now. The difference is they have two young children, so they're always going to be in each other's lives. Now, I think Taylor Swift opened the floodgates when she went out with Sophie around town twice while she was in New York. We have a Taylor story coming up, so hold on for that. But while she was in New York, she went out twice, and they did it quite publicly. And so I think Taylor opened the floodgates on this one.
Yes, and the fact that it's so weird. Like, I was thinking about this over the weekend. I'm pretty sure the children were born here in the U.S.
They were.
Right? So the argument could be made that they're
Americans.
They're Americans. Mm-hmm. So, like, this is where it's going to get messy, Rob.
Right.
Where it's, you know, there's going to be some battles, and, you know, she's going to say, well, he's busy working for the next 2 years. I only have a project right here or there, and vice versa, and... man.
It's messy. It's messy. I know you like the Jonas Brothers. I know that you know some of them. And it's really tricky, isn't it? When friends break up or people you know, sometimes are you sucked into taking a side? Like, initially, I think I was more Sophie and you were more Joe on this. But as time has gone by, it's much more complicated than that. And ultimately, I want what's best for the kids. I do think, though, they've been slammed. The View slammed both of them, really, for using the children here. And so I just want what's best with these kids. And I got to say, generally, and don't get mad with me, dads, I think children are best with their moms. That's where I would probably fall. Now, as a dad, Garrett, that must be more complicated for you.
Well, even if you're a dad out there and you're listening right now, shout out to you for being a great dad, whoever you may be right now. But, you know, as a dad, whether you have one child, two, three, you're always in last place as a dad. you know what I mean? Like, the kids first, then mom, maybe the dog and the cat, and then dad. You know, you're always fighting for last place. There's no participation trophy. You always come in last
You've
place.
You've got to come in last.
And it's just the way of life, you know? Like, that's how it is.
I think about my family. My dad is the same. It's very, very tricky, this one, which is why we want to know what you think. Let us know. So the poll question of the day is, Jessica Chastain is supporting Sophie Turner after a very cutting tweet about Joe Jonas and manipulation was put out there. She reposted it. Will more stars take a side? So we've seen Taylor Swift, now we've seen Jessica Chastain. Are we going to see people come forward and support Joe Jonas? Obviously his brothers do, but are they going to be more vocal about it? People are not being shy about this anymore. At first, it was a little slow. Everybody wanted to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. We did see quite an aggressive, it felt like PR campaign against her right after the announcement that they were getting divorced. That has stopped a little bit, rightly so. She's not pushing back that hard, but friends are. Is this gonna get nasty? Is Hollywood gonna take a side? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett, what are you working on?
Well, Rob Shooter, the NFL got even more fans yesterday. For many, it was a very music-centered NFL Sunday, as they say here in sports and in the NFL. We'll start with Taylor Swift. So the rumors were that she was potentially dating Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce. You might know him from a few commercials. He did SNL last year. And it all started a few weeks ago where Travis Kelce was on his podcast with his brother and said, hey, I wish I had the opportunity to give Taylor Swift one of those friendship bracelets I made, not for just because it had my phone number on it. And then from there, the rumors started. Then the pictures came out of them traveling into Miami one weekend. And then yesterday, here was the big tease.
The big one.
The 4 o'clock game, which essentially they call "quote unquote" America's game, all of America is watching this game. Most people get this game on their television, and before the kickoff even happens, all the announcers go as they grasp their pearls. There's Taylor Swift sitting in Travis Kelce's luxury box with no other than Travis Kelce's mother on what we can only call maybe the second date ever. And it started from there.
Touchdown.
I'm happy for Taylor. I do, just as like a big brother, I do question Travis's motives, you know, a little bit. Taylor seemed excited. Mm-hmm. It seemed like she was into the football game. And then there was video right after Taylor went down to the locker room to meet her potential date.
I wish she met him before, but...
Well, no, you know what I mean? She went down to wait for him by the locker room. Mm-hmm. Taylor, if you see the video, she's excited.
She's excited.
Like, they're like, hey, how is she?
Travis
has this look on his face like, you know, so.
Yeah, babe. Chill.
He comes across to me at times as like a bro, you know, like hey, bro.
No, she looked great. I love the video. I love the photographs. I posted one on Instagram. She's so smart. The only thing that could have been better is if Taylor had taken Sophie Turner with her to the game. It's just the biggest game, arguably, of the year outside of the Super Bowl. Everybody's watching. She still hasn't commented on this relationship, but Taylor tells us so much without saying a single word. It's a masterclass in public relations. Like, I would argue any publicist out there, anybody that wants to get in the PR game, or even any celebrity out there, start watching Taylor Swift. It is so clever. The best couldn't come up with a strategy this good.
Well, you want to hear another conspiracy of mine with this relationship. So there's another announcement coming up in just a few of who's performing at the Super Bowl this year,
we've
right?
We've got the news.
We got the news. Taylor has been the white elephant of the NFL's for years.
And
she has said no. The day the Super Bowl announcement comes out, Taylor Swift pretty much steals the headlines from the person who says that they're doing the Super Bowl.
We're going to tell you who is performing at the Super Bowl in just a minute. But you know, normally when that's announced, my phone blows up. My phone was already blowing up with Taylor Swift. So you're onto something. And if you look at the cover of the New York Post today or websites, it's Taylor Swift. It's not the person who's performing at the Super Bowl.
And normally that's a big deal, right?
Oh, Garrett, you are so smart. I love having you on this show. Taylor, we love you too. Okay, moving along. The appalled Malibu mayor. That sounds fancy, doesn't it? It's the mayor of Malibu. Can you imagine that? It would be a lovely place to be the mayor of.
I'm the mayor of Malibu.
You think he wears a top hat and has one of those pocket watches?
Absolutely. Claims that Kourtney Kardashian lied about getting a permit to throw a party.
Ghastly.
Yeah, but it is. But, you know, I at first was like, oh, this is so silly. But then I was like, no, it's just not fair. And this is why people get really annoyed with government, with celebrities, because the city basically bent the knee to a Kardashian. And it's not right if it's true. So his name is Bruce Silverstein, and he has accused the wellness guru, that's what Kourtney is now presenting herself as misrepresenting the nature of a poolside push party, that's the name of her company, at a sprawling estate in Malibu. He went on to say that I understand that the event was presented as a baby shower. Very nice, I'll give you a permit for your baby shower. However, they think now that the event was not a baby shower at all, but rather...
The old switcheroo?
Yes, rather it was an influencer party to promote her products.
Oh, well, let's be honest, Rob Schroeder. We're in Malibu. Pretty much every other person is an influencer to some degree. So I can understand like where the fine line is drawn there. But let's be honest, everybody, the mail carrier is even an influencer in Malibu, I'm sure. Like, so I mean, I can understand it and maybe on a technicality, but really,
I don't like it. I don't like cheating. I don't like bending the rules like this because I'm not part of the fabulous elite that would get away with it. Now, don't get me wrong.
Right.
If I was part of that elite, I'd bend all the rules. Yes, I'd be terrible, but I'm not. And I don't know. I just grew up with this terrible sense of fairness. And Gareth, if you and I applied for a permit for our baby shower, and then we did a switcheroo and it was a naughty but nice party, sounds a good idea to me. We would be in trouble. We would get in trouble.
We would be behind bars. You know what I mean? Like that. We would need the Swifties to come protest outside and free Robin Garrett. I mean,
do you think the prisons in Malibu are nice?
Mm. You got to think that, right? You got to think they're a little bit more posh than anything else.
Little Barbie, pink.
Yeah, there's no barbed wire.
No.
You know, it's more like you know, you have a flip phone instead of an iPhone.
Oh yeah, a little pool and a Ken doll. Oh, I love it. We should get arrested in Malibu. Kourtney Kardashian, if you're listening, you are very, very naughty, but not the naughtiest of the day. That is coming up. Okay, big news. We've been teasing it. Who is headlining Super Bowl 2024, which is the only reason I even know this event is going on, because I like the performer.
Well, and it's not Taylor Swift. So early on Sunday morning, it was announced that Usher is officially headlining Super Bowl 2024 in Las Vegas. Usher has had his residency there in Vegas. He has made the pitch now for a couple of months how much he would like to do it. He started dropping hints that he wanted to do it. Kind of lost the luster once NSYNC got back and everyone thought that everybody was going to get a boy band halftime show.
Yeah.
That got put to rest, but it was announced yesterday in a very cute video where young Usher talked to current day Usher saying, hey, you're doing the Super Bowl. But here's the other thing, too, if I notice that, you know, I'm full of conspiracies today, Rob Schroeder.
Tell me.
Know who else is in that video?
Who?
Kim Kardashian and Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, they're going to make it?
Well, so the story
surprise
was
appearance.
That they're quote-unquote hanging out, right?
Ooh.
But was that more of just get the ball rolling?
It's to get her 300 million fans to follow him. Like, they're a little nervous about Usher. Well, like, get me wrong. You've got a guaranteed audience because you are between a football game.
Oh, of course.
And so the audience is going to be huge. But Usher, let's be clear here, and I'm not putting Usher down. Hopefully I'm not. He's not had a hit in 20 years. He's not as relevant as a Beyonce or a Taylor Swift or even a Justin Bieber. And so I think, too, he falls between two stones. He's not as legendary as the Rolling Stones and some of those groups that are just the legendary groups. But he's not quite as relevant as the young musicians. He's sort of in that middle ground where we really fall. He's not Madonna. He's not a legend.
Right.
But he's certainly not somebody that's on the charts right now. It's an interesting choice.
The question is, will he be with guests?
Yes.
You know, because artists like this, like Bruno Mars and Justin Timberlake and even Madonna, they brought out a guest or two.
He was a guest. He was a guest in 2011, a special guest during the Black Eyed Peas.
Will he bring out guests?
The Black Eyed Peas. Yes.
Yeah.
I think a few.
Yeah,
I think he will, and I think he should. But I do like this. It is in Vegas, and he does have a residency there. I would have got Celine Dion. I know she's not very well at the moment, but I would have. If we're doing it in Vegas, we could get like a Liberace type, like maybe Barry Manilow, maybe Tom Jones, maybe Elton.
Would that be your first Super Bowl? Would that be your first Super Bowl?
I've been to two Super Bowls. Isn't that crazy? I went there for work. I went to interview Madonna when she was doing a Super Bowl. And I went to another one. I think it was Beyonce's. Don't come after me, Beehive. You should remember that. It should be on my brain. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and I'm going to think about that. And we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show, where it has been revealed that I have been to a Super Bowl, which is really a waste. You should be angry with me. Those tickets should go to like a football fan.
I mean, this happens every year. When a big artist performs at Super Bowl, all those fans go, hey, I'm going to the Beyonce concert.
Yes, I'm going to Beyonce concert. Madonna.
I'm going to the Rolling
Stones
concert.
The Prince concert.
Right.
Who was your favorite Super Bowl performer?
Ba ba ba. See, the earliest one I remember waking up. I remember waking up to see New Kids on the Block.
Oh, like, that's exciting. Yeah.
Like in the middle, like I fell asleep during the game because it was on late.
But yet you woke up and knew.
That was the first one I remember. The best one, I don't know. There's something about, like, there was a Bruno Mars one that happened. He brought out it was like it was Bruno Mars and Friends, but he did this whole big drum solo for like a good, like, 4 minutes.
Where
I was just like, wow.
It's pretty great. It's,
not to knock Beyonce, I think she was great.
Lady Gaga was great. They're great.
Gaga falling from the top of the
jumping, catching
stadium.
That football. Amazing. Yeah. Okay, let's move on with the show. Let's get to the polls.
Yes.
Last show we talked about. Sophie Turner is suing Joe Jonas, demanding the kids be returned to England after being, quote, wrongfully detained. That's strong language.
Yes.
After their split. Should she get the kids? Let's have a look. Wow. A whopping 91% said yes.
I could see
she
that.
She should get the kids. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. It's another poll about Sophie Turner. Do we think Hollywood is going to start taking sides? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Okay?
And if you don't vote, no opinion.
No opinion. Okay, let's do our nicest of the day.
Yes. Oh. Let's talk a little intimacy, Rob Shooter. All right. We all know Jay Shetty. He is a relationship expert, life coach.
Right.
And
great.
He was talking how there's levels of intimacy, and I think we all know that too, from the slightest touch to sleeping on in different rooms after a fight, you know. So Jay Shetty was talking about to couples who watch TV together, which you know, I'm sure a lot of people do.
Yeah.
They're engaging in the lowest form of intimacy that anyone could possibly ask for.
Oh.
Now you would think, and here's what he said: if you watch TV together for 200 hours a year, we would potentially be no closer than we were before, he explained. If we were watching TV together, I promise you that the relationship is not growing, which is kind of true because you're not talking. It's like going on a movie for a first date. You're not talking. You're just hanging. You're sitting next to each other, maybe holding hands at best. But yeah, he says, contrary to what Chetty believes, the survey, though, said that 66% of the couples thought that connecting over good TV brought them closer together and strengthened their bond.
I like watching TV with my
partner.
When
you watch a good show, you know what I mean?
Because, like, you talk about it afterwards.
Right. But when you're just like aimlessly going, hey, what's on right now? Do you know what's on Netflix?
It's passive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rather than active. Something to think about. Our nicest of the day, our naughtiest of the day, naughty, naughty, naughty. Prince Harry was denied a room at Windsor Castle during his visit. So he asked if he could stay at Windsor Castle. He doesn't have a house in Britain anymore because he had to give up the keys to Frogmore Cottage. So he said, can I stay at Windsor Castle? And he was told no. Oh, come on. There's lots of rooms there.
I can see them going,
let's see. Me. You can sleep on the couch. No
vacancy. I'm sorry. Do you see the light outside? No vacancy.
No, me. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You got to rub, The truest test of a person's character is what they do when nobody is watching. When people are watching me or you, we might do the right thing. Hopefully we do, but it's what we do when nobody is watching. Today, when you're by yourself, watch yourself. See what you do, and then you'll know who you are. That's it for today.
Thank you
so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can, and remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you gotta be nice. Yeah. Take care, everybody. Good trip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.